This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Pacific Northwest lawmakers continue to push back on the proposed removal of dams on the Lower Snake River by Idaho Republican Mike Simpson. Washington Republican Dan Newhouse says he works with Congressman Simpson regularly and has discussed dam removal with him several times since he first talked about it 2 years ago.
I can't really tell you all of his thinking behind his plans. Certainly, he wants salmon back in Idaho, and that's, you know, the bottom line. I agree with that. I think we should do all we can to make sure salmon and dams can coexist, and I think we are making good progress there.
But Newhouse says there are many facets to the salmon problem that just aren't that simple and have many variables.
You know, from ocean conditions to predators, you know, dams are part of that, certainly, to raw sewage that's being pumped into the Puget Sound regularly on with permits. It's incredible that that's happening, but that's having an impact on salmon populations. A lot of different things. It's not just the dams.
And the dams, Newhouse says, are a fantastic resource.
We're the envy of the country in a lot of ways for our ability to have inexpensive, clean energy.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the proposed removal of Snake River dams and why Representative Dan Newhouse thinks it's a bad idea.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.